Welcome back to Tech Talk with Craig Peterson. Today we're talking about traveling, your vacation, being on the road, some of the technologies you can use, everything from the little radios that you can get to talk to each other through backpacking, through RVing. In fact, RVing is how we're going to start this out today. And first up, what we're going to do is talking about RVing, how to travel for a year for the cost of staying home. We've got a couple of things that they're going to talk about. We're going to have a myth or two exploded here. And in order to do that, we've invited Phil and Carol White with us this morning. They've written a book called Live Your Road Trip Dream that you can find in bookstores. You can also go to their website, roadtripdream.com, find out more there, and even order it online. Phil and Carol, thanks for being on Tech Talk with Craig Peterson.
Thanks for inviting us.
Now, there's a few things I'm sure you've learned from being on the road out there, and I have a little summary here. There's 10 tips to jumpstart the road trip of a lifetime that you have. What are some of the tips that you'd give some of our listeners who are thinking about going on one of these road trips?
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and start on that. I think the first thing that we tell people is pick a date that you're going to leave on your trip. The reason that we suggest that you do this is until then it's only talk, and once you set the date, that makes it real.
All right. So number one, set the date. What's the next thing you should be doing?
Well, I guess probably the next thing would be, our second biggest tip would be don't overplan your trip. And the reason that we say that is anytime you're going on a trip that constitutes more than a vacation where you kind of have every day plan, any type of a long trip, if you try to plan what you're going to do, you will inevitably end up spending time undoing that because things will happen along the way, either good things, you decide to stay someplace longer, you discover a new place that you just love, or bad things. For instance, if you get into an automobile crash like we did.
Or you break an axle, I guess. That's another problem out there. There's a lot of things that you can do and that you shouldn't do. And I've heard people tell me before that one of the most important things to help alleviate stress on the trip is to make sure that you don't overplan and that you don't underplan. So you're saying, Carol, that we should be looking at where we want to go in generalities, know basically where we want to be, have a date definite that we start the trip, and go out and really enjoy yourself.
And I think another thing, Craig, is important is to pick a theme for your trip. In other words, we want to see major attractions and do some golfing. But, you know, you can do the same thing, with like photography, hiking, backpacking, antiquing, that kind of thing. So I think that helps you kind of narrow things down a little bit and makes, a little bit easier.
I have a big road atlas that we bought, and my wife and I have been for a while now circling places that we want to go and things that we want to see while we're there, and it's actually been overwhelming. So, Phil, when you point out have a theme, that helps to narrow it down. It helps to get you on track. We're talking right now with Phil and Carol White. They have a book called Live Your Road Trip Dream that you can get. You can go to roadtripdream.com on the web to find out more information, and they have spent a year on the road. Or more, actually. Now, one of the tips that you've had here is you said that the cost of gasoline is only about 8% of your total expenditures while you're on a road trip. I would have thought that would have been one of the top things. Why is that only 8%?
Well, again, it depends a little bit on what your budget is and what you want to do. In other words, what kind of a theme you've picked. If you're going to do a lot of golfing and sailing and things that are expensive, your budgetary percentages are going to be different than if you do a lot of hiking and backpacking and that sort of thing. But for us on our trip, gas was actually only 5% of the cost of our trip when we did it. But I recalculated it for today's gas prices, and it was still only about 8% of the trip. So I think people have in their mind that it's this gas thing is an overwhelming situation when really put it in perspective, and it's not.
When you planned this, you mentioned that you had a date definite, date certain that you're going to be leaving. How much time did you spend planning for your trip? And should people spend planning? So, for instance, if they're going to go for a couple of weeks and they want to see some sites out there, is this something that you have to spend months planning, or is it something that you can sit down and spend a few evenings trying to lay out where you want to go?
Yeah, I think if you're going to go for just a few weeks, that, you know, sit down in a couple of evenings and plan where you want to go. But if you're going to go on a longer trip, just like you and your wife have sat down with your atlas already and, you know, picked out spots, you can spend years planning it if you've set your date several years in advance, perhaps coinciding with retirement or something, or your last child leaving college, or, you know, whatever it is. Then you can spend as much time as you want ahead of time. We did serious planning, you know, kind of nitty-gritty details, you know, what are we going to do with the house and cars and what tech toys are we taking and all those sorts of things for about 6 months before we left.
And then you were gone for a full year.
A full year, yes.
Yeah.
And now when I think about going RVing and I think about traveling for a year, I'm thinking about one of these 30, 40, 50-foot things. You actually went in a van.
We did. And again, this we say that what you take on your trip, you can take anywhere from the family car to, as you say, one of the big 40-footers that you see going down the road, or anything in between. Again, it depends a little on what do you want to do on your trip. Do you want to go fewer places, sit, you know, park your big RV and explore an area? Or do you want to do more like we did? We wanted to be able to explore back roads, go, you know, moving forward most every day. We had a different plan for our trip than some people do. So that's how we picked our little van, and we didn't stay in it every night. We did a combo, you know, some RVing and some motelling it.
And that's a good point, too. I know that some of the national parks will not let you bring these big RVs in to stay overnight, so you end up parking outside of the park. So there's a lot of good things in the book that you have. RoadTripDream.com is where you can get it, and you can find out more. For instance, driving rules are important because it does vary from state to state. If you're looking to go into Canada or down into Mexico, there's some different laws that you have to be concerned about. The snacks, what you're going to eat, where you're going to be. When you start to think about it and think about this whole long trip, there are a lot of different things you have to take into consideration.
That's true. That's really true. And that's, you know, it was, Craig, the thing that really motivated us to write the book was not because we wanted to tell people where to go on their great vacation, but because people asked us this same set of questions about, you know, how did you finance it? What did you do with your house, your cars? What do I need to plan and not plan? How do you get along with your traveling companion every day for that period of time? So that was really our motivation to do the trip.
I appreciate you being on with us today. Again, you can go to RoadTripDream.com to find out more about the book so that you can find out more about planning your RV vacation. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the rechargeable batteries, things you should look for, ways to protect the batteries, make them last longer, and how to make sure that cell phone that you don't want anymore gets properly recycled so it doesn't cause problems in the future, right here on Tech Talk with Craig Peterson.